Welcome to my second Science of Wholeness podcast titled Why Fragmented Thinking is Dangerous, which aired Monday, February 19th, 2024. In a fast-paced, information-saturated world, it is all too easy for our minds to become fragmented, scattered, and overwhelmed by a barrage of random thoughts. This fragmented thinking not only hampers our ability to focus and concentrate, but also impedes our capacity to think critically and make sound decisions. Today, I urge you to consider the detrimental effects of fragmented thinking and the transformative power of meditation and holistic living in restoring clarity, focus, and wholeness to our minds. Fragmented thinking, characterized by a constant stream of disjointed thoughts and distractions, undermines our cognitive processes and diminishes our capacity for deep reflection and insight. It leaves us feeling mentally drained, emotionally depleted, and spiritually disconnected from ourselves and the world around us. Moreover, fragmented thinking fosters a sense of disunity within ourselves, leading to inner conflict and dissatisfaction. Meditation, with its emphasis on mindfulness and present moment awareness, offers a potent antidote to fragmented thinking. By cultivating a regular meditation practice, we can learn to quiet the incessant chatter of the mind and cultivate a sense of inner peace and stillness. Through mindfulness meditation, we train our minds to observe thoughts without becoming entangled in them, allowing us to experience greater clarity, focus, and mental resilience. Furthermore, embracing a holistic lifestyle that nourishes the body, mind, and spirit is essential for achieving higher consciousness and overcoming fragmented thinking. A diet rich in natural whole foods not only supports physical health, but also promotes mental clarity and emotional well-being. Intermittent water fasting, a practice embraced by many spiritual traditions, allows the body to detoxify and rejuvenate, fostering a sense of vitality and mental clarity. Equally important is abstaining from sugar, processed food, drugs, and alcohol, which cloud the mind and disrupt the delicate balance of our neurochemistry. By avoiding these substances and adopting a clean, health-oriented diet and sober lifestyle, we create the optimal conditions for higher consciousness to flourish. Sugar and processed foods are often laden with additives, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can have detrimental effects on both physical and mental health. Excessive sugar consumption has been linked to inflammation, insulin resistance, and a host of chronic diseases, including obesity, diabetes, and cardiovascular disease. Moreover, refined carbohydrates found in processed foods can lead to fluctuations in blood sugar levels, contributing to mood swings, fatigue, and cognitive impairment. By avoiding sugar and processed foods and opting for whole, nutrient-dense foods instead, we provide our bodies and minds with the essential nutrients needed for optimal function and clarity. Drugs and alcohol have profound effects on brain chemistry and neurotransmitter function, often disrupting the delicate balance of our neurochemistry. Chronic drug and alcohol abuse can lead to structural changes in the brain, impairing cognitive function, memory, and emotional regulation. Moreover, substance abuse can exacerbate mental health issues such as anxiety, depression, and psychosis. By abstaining from drugs and alcohol, we allow our brains to heal and rebalance, restoring clarity, focus, and emotional stability. Adopting a clean, health-oriented diet rich in whole foods such as fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, whole nuts, seed, and healthy fats provides our bodies and minds with the essential nutrients needed for optimal function and vitality. Nutrient-dense foods support brain health, cognitive function, and mood stability, while also bolstering the immune system and reducing inflammation. Additionally, a diet high in antioxidants and phytonutrients found in fruits and vegetables, can protect against oxidative stress and neurodegenerative diseases, promoting long-term brain health and cognitive longevity. Embracing a sober lifestyle entails refraining from the use of alcohol and recreational drugs, opting instead for activities and experiences that nurture our physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Engaging in regular exercise, meditation, mindfulness practices, and meaningful social connections can provide a natural high and foster a sense of fulfillment and purpose. Furthermore, a sober lifestyle promotes self-awareness, emotional resilience, and authentic self-expression, allowing us to cultivate deeper connections with ourselves and others. Abstaining from sugar, processed food, drugs, and alcohol, and adopting a clean, health-oriented diet and sober lifestyle are essential steps in creating the optimal conditions for higher consciousness to flourish. By nourishing our bodies and minds with wholesome foods, engaging in healthy lifestyle practices, and cultivating inner clarity and emotional balance, we can unlock our full potential and embrace a life of vitality, clarity, and purpose. In this way, a clearer mind, free of too much fragmented thinking, becomes more easy and natural to achieve. The consequences of fragmented thinking are not limited to the individual level. They extend to the highest echelons of power and influence, where decisions made in a state of mental fragmentation can have far-reaching and catastrophic effects. Climate change, ecological destruction, pollution, poverty, mental illness, drug abuse, homelessness, political strife, and wars are all symptoms of a fragmented collective consciousness driven by greed, ego, and short-sightedness. Those in position of power and influence must awaken to the interconnectedness of all life and the urgent need for holistic, sustainable solutions to the myriad challenges facing humanity and the planet. Only by transcending the limitations of fragmented thinking and embracing a state of wholeness and unity can we hope to navigate the complex issues of our time with wisdom, compassion, and foresight. Fragmented thinking among policymakers and leaders can lead to a lack of cooperation and consensus building within the government. When individuals prioritize narrow interests or party affiliations over the common good, it becomes challenging to address complex issues effectively. This can result in gridlock, polarization, and an inability to enact meaningful legislation to address pressing challenges such as climate change, economic inequality, and public health crises. In addition to the above, the influence of religious dogma in politics can also pose a threat to the integrity of governmental systems. When policymakers prioritize the interests of a particular religious group or ideology over secular governance principles, it can lead to discrimination, erosion of civil liberties, and the marginalization of minority groups. Furthermore, the imposition of religious beliefs on public policy decisions can hinder progress in areas such as reproductive rights, LGBTQ rights, and science-based education. The rise of nationalism and autocracy represents a significant danger to the future of our political systems. Nationalism, characterized by an emphasis on exclusive loyalty to one's nation and a distrust of international cooperation, can fuel xenophobia, isolationism, and aggressive foreign policies. Meanwhile, autocratic leaders who centralize power, suppress dissent, and undermine democratic institutions pose a threat to the rule of law, civil liberties, and the principles of accountability and transparency. Fragmented thinking, lack of cooperation, religious dogma, nationalism, and autocracy endanger all three branches of government. In the executive branch, in an environment of fragmented thinking and nationalism, executive leaders may prioritize their own power and political agendas over the interests of the nation as a whole. autocratic tendencies within the executive branch can undermine the checks and balances designed to prevent abuses of power. In the legislative branch, fragmented thinking and lack of cooperation among legislators can result in legislative gridlock and an inability to pass meaningful legislation. The influence of religious dogma may lead to the enactment of discriminatory laws that infringe upon individual rights and freedoms. In the judicial branch, nationalism and autocracy can threaten the independence and impartiality of the judiciary, undermining its ability to uphold the rule of law and protect constitutional rights. Religious dogma may influence judicial decisions, leading to rulings that prioritize religious beliefs over legal principles. In conclusion, it is essential to recognize the dangers posed by fragmented thinking. Lack of cooperation, religious dogma, nationalism, and autocracy in our governmental systems. To safeguard the future of democracy and ensure the well-being of all citizens, we must work to promote unity, cooperation, secular governance, and respect for all democratic principles and institutions. And yes, we still need to keep God in mind, but not as a religion, but as a great healing and unifying power behind all religious sects. We need to recognize our true nature as spirits having a human experience and as ambassadors from higher realms of consciousness, rather than remaining stuck in egoic, materialistic, twisted, and fragmented ways of thinking. And last but not least, let us heed the call to unite our minds, hearts, and spirits in a shared journey toward wholeness and well-being. Let us embrace the transformative power of meditation and holistic living to overcome fragmented thinking and usher in a new era of harmony, balance, and conscious evolution. Now I have to ask, can you help support the ongoing expenses required to run this website by providing me with a small donation? You can also help by purchasing any number of the 21 ebooks featured on this site written by me to enhance your life and help solve some of the deeper issues you must be facing today. Cargold Jewelry also needs your business, which provides me a small commission for every piece of jewelry sold through my websites, Science of Wholeness and WholeJoy.com. We need to work together to help create a better world through higher consciousness, rather than continue to struggle in a world of separation run by fragmented thinkers. And this is the end of my podcast for now. Everyone, please take care, and thanks for listening this far.